Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
News today. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
It's Sunday, February 25th, 2024. I am your embattled host, Alex Jones, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, broadcasting worldwide. We have an incredible 2 hours lined up for you until 6 p.m. tonight Central. Then the great Owen Schroyer comes in with Sunday Night Live, 6 to 8 p.m. as well. That's our Sunday lineup here at Infowars.com and Band.video as well as Real Alex Jones on X and blasting out on several hundred radio stations and TV stations and cable stations as well. Wow. Covering all this news is going to be an important job today and very riveting and informative, but it's also a little bit exhausting. I've been getting ready today for 5 hours, and so I've got to be a good boy and get to all of this. Trump just totally dominated South Carolina. He got double the votes ever recorded in the South Carolina primary. That signals to anybody with one political brain cell the biggest landslide in U.S. history, imminent to override the fraud that's baked in to the system, but they will run out of illegal aliens and dead people voting. Absolutely insane. I've got a 12-minute clip of CNN melting down. I'm going to play a few minutes next segment, but it doesn't make sense, is the quote. CNN panel has epic meltdown after Trump gets double the number of votes ever received in South Carolina. Barack Obama's oldest daughter just dropped the name Obama. I mean, it's not cool to be associated with these people. Not in Hollywood. Not anywhere. The shine is off. The spell is broken. And the establishment hasn't seemed to figure that out yet. I mean, when Joe Rogan goes on air with Aaron Rodgers and says Alex Jones is the most right person on earth, think you got a problem? Tucker Carlson says nobody's got a record as good as mine. Think they got a problem? And it's not about me. I am one of the most demonized people in the world. Number two after Trump. I mean, it's hands down. I'm demonized worldwide by the global deep state. And it's like a touchstone now for people to show they're awake to say Alex Jones is right. By the way, I've known this for a long time, and it would take hours to go over it all, but it's a big scandal that affects everybody. It goes to the heart of the problems we face. Dan Bongino was a senior Secret Service agent. He was the guy that led the foreign details. So he was high up in the command. And he's received secret documents that mirror information we already received that I told you about 6-7 years ago, that the CIA has been quarterbacking all the attacks on myself, Roger Stone, and Donald Trump. And that's because it was Roger Stone mainly advising Trump in the lead up to the election in 2016. And I was advising Stone on many levels and Trump. And Trump was actually acting on a lot of what I had to say. Again, not bragging. That was not really public. And I didn't say that on air. And I told Roger how dangerous it was on election night off air. I said, all our phones are tapped. The CIA is coming after us. He said, oh, no, we're going to win. We're in power now. We'll be able to turn the country around. And I said, just get ready. And Roger said, everybody else told him it was going to be a cakewalk except two people. Alex Jones and Tucker Carlson. I'll get him to repeat that story here tonight. It's not about how right I am. Once you change your perspective and study the enemy operation, we have their documents. And almost everybody else responds to globalist operations. They attack this tentacle or that head of the Hydra. And people address each story one-dimensionally as it comes out. When you understand it's think tanks and NGOs and globalist operations, you got their number, folks. I've got their freaking number. And I just want everybody else to go, hey, look, I got their playbook, and then I can sail off in the sunset. Seriously. I just want to beat these people, stabilize things, and I'll do like one show a month and write a couple books a year. Okay, I've been doing this 7 days a week for 30 years. I love the fight, but damn it, it's time to hand the baton because that's when we know we're winning, and we're very close. Stay with us.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
You got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. Roger Stone's got huge breaking news on massive front, South Carolina, Trump's mega victory. So much more coming up next hour. Again, I'm your host, Alex Jones. It is Sunday, February 25th, 2024. Let me just mention the stats here, and we're going to go through all of these here tonight. Epic win in South Carolina, double the amount of votes for a candidate ever recorded in the state, sending the establishment into beyond panic mode. They're already in total hysteria mode. We have this giant stack. Then we have incredible good developments and bad developments concerning the totally collapsed border. We also have really key intel dealing with not just the illegal spying on myself and the Trump campaign in 2016 by the CIA and others, but the directive all the way to the Pentagon to persecute us. And then that generated the PR firms, the lawsuits, the deplatforming, the media attacks. And Dan Bongino, former senior Secret Service agent, he would run the foreign details. The president went out of the country. That's one of the most important roles. So he's high level. He got secret documents, and I showed them to Roger. And he said, that's absolutely dead on. That's exactly what happened off of that early list. And it's to interdict us, designating us as Russian assets. Now, I already knew this because they had congressional hearings in 2017 in the Defense Armed Services Committee in the House and the Senate, one of the most powerful committees, where they would just have CIA officers saying, Alex Jones is a Russian agent. It's like saying I'm Winnie the Pooh or something. And just saying we're disrupting him. So they call it disruption. That's what they do to a foreign government that they're trying to destabilize and bring down. Or worse than the mafia is treated in this country. And by the grace of God and the people supporting us, we're still here. But I've told you this forever because a lot of different documents came out. But this is a specific targeting document created by Obama and Brennan and Clapper and the rest of them. And I figured out they were targeting us, so I started exposing the stay-behind network they had in the federal government. So they really went ape at that point. So we have that coming up. Also, there's a new Pew Research, huge scientific poll. The majority of Democrats do not believe that children have any rights with their parents, that parents have no rights, and that they can basically just secretly take your child's mind away from them, put them in a database, and start the transition to sterilizing them. We also have skyrocketing number of attacks on Christians and churches exploding. 915 attacks in just the last few years as the Biden administration openly says that any Christian that's conservative or populist is basically a white supremacist and an evil terrorist. We're also going to get into some really big news with George Soros. Soros and his son are buying the second largest radio network in the country that has over 500 radio stations that it owns. So they can put their propaganda out. So they're not just buying up and putting the judges in, the district attorneys and the attorney generals. Now they're buying up more of the media for the full weaponization. Fannie Willis is super desperate now because now in the lawsuits and things against her that have exposed her and her boyfriend and spending all the state's money and the county's money, all the money laundering. Now the phone records have been discovered that she was meeting with this guy in the middle of the night because they have the GPS coordinates scores of times at her home and his home and all over years before she said she knew him. That's called perjury, but you know they're the prosecutors, so I guess who watches the watchers? The answer is they're above the law, but not in the court of public opinion. So we're going to be exposing all of that. People are running away from the power structure. Jon Stewart launched his new show, has basically no viewers. Barack Obama's oldest daughter has dropped his last name. These people are hated, and the awakening is moving much, much quicker. So, here's the first thing I want to hit tonight before I get into the huge Trump news, which is just a prelude to what we're going to be covering next hour with Roger as we expand on all this and the huge victory in South Carolina. And it's this report right here, and it's up on Infowars.com. I'm going to get Dan Bongino on the show as soon as possible about this. Revealed, Alex Jones spied on by deep state. And, you know, that headline's not even strong enough. It's CIA Pentagon marshaled to target Alex Jones, candidate Trump. That's when these documents are from. Or President-elect Trump and others. I mean, Nixon got in trouble for breaking into his political opposition's doctor's office to get medical records, psychiatrist's office. And it was wrong, and he shouldn't have done it. This is that on steroids and then some. I mean, this is so illegal. It's exactly what brings down free countries. And here it all is from a senior former Secret Service agent who has a lot of integrity. But I don't need to believe his list, and I'm going to talk to him soon about it. I already know who was targeted. And you notice Chris Christie was on there, too, because Trump had just been elected. He was candidate Trump. And they hadn't swung him yet with the intimidation and the threats and the spying and the dirty tricks, as the Pentagon calls it, disruption. Total harassment, debanking, deplatforming, harassing your family, lawsuits, rigged courts, PR firms 24/7 attacking you, tens of thousands of news articles, hundreds and hundreds of news reports, conservatively, national news reports saying you're Satan himself. That's not just to destroy the person you're trying to destroy. It's to intimidate everybody else to roll over. Hey, you just saw what he did to Roger Stone or Alex Jones. You see what we're doing to Trump. You better sit down and shut up. You better take it. It's like what the Governor Hochul said last week when all these businesses started fleeing the state and saying, we're not going to expand here. You just seized his buildings and his property or claim you are with a kangaroo judge, not even a jury. Trump asked for a jury trial. The judge demanded a bench trial. And then, of course, there's pieces of property now selling for $200 million or more for just a few acres next to Mar-a-Lago. Mar-a-Lago is 17, almost 18 acres, 150-plus villas. And the estimates are by Zillow and others, they could easily sell it for $500 million next week, maybe get $800 million. The point is, the judge says it's worth $18 million. They didn't have a real estate license. $18 million. That's what it would have sold for back in the 80s. That's what it did sell for. So he says there's no inflation, no nothing. Trump's a fraud, no victim. The bank said that he paid everything back. They want him as a customer. But this is all directed by the intelligence agencies, through the NGOs, through the Soros groups, through the PR firms, through the law firms. The same law firm that's spent now $20 million trying to destroy the bankruptcy and shut down InfoWars right now. Just took over the bankruptcy prosecution against Rudolph Giuliani. It's all the same group. It's the same people. They get their orders. They follow them. They sue in jurisdictions where they control the judges. It's a very simple formula. It's happened in other countries. It's cancer. And America has political cancer, and it's called the Democratic Party and the neocons and the arrogant federal agencies where they have former deputy CIA directors up there on TV and former subdirectors like Phil Mudd saying, the CIA is going to kill this guy. Talking about the president of the United States at that time. He's in office. The year's 2000, or was it 2019? And Phil Mudd says, we're going to kill him. We're going to kill the Trump, the president. That's the arrogance they say on TV. We know you killed Kennedy, the CIA. So that's where we are, and that's why this is such a big deal. So this headline's not even strong enough. It's my fault. I sent the link to Jamie White, who's a great writer, and said, I'm going to call you about this later with some quotes from me. I never called him, so he put the article out. But it's not even strong enough. No. Obama let the Stay Behind Network in the government. That's now been all public news. I told you about it first 7-8 years ago. That's why they're so pissed at me. Like, how does he know all this? Because I study these guys.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line.
They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Other documents we were given by Arpaio and others. It's so illegal what they're doing is they use burner accounts and then they scramble it in case an NSA system reads it. It tends not to get picked up by the rest of the NSA, who will then go to Congress and say, this is going on, this is illegal. This is illegal groups within the government doing this. So, imagine if Trump had sicked the CIA and the Defense Department for 4 years on his political enemies. In fact, Hillary goes on TV and says, oh, he's going to sick the military on us. He's going to come after us. No. That's what they're doing to us. And a lot of people go, man, that's crazy. We better just shut up. Okay, let them have your children. I mean, there's no end to these people and their out-of-control behavior. But it also shows they're not all powerful, are they? And that brings us to the next big story. Look at these headlines, and I'll get to the clip. It doesn't make sense. CNN panel has epic meltdown after Trump gets double the number of votes ever received in South Carolina. Then we're going to this. Breaking, Trump gains decisive win in South Carolina, besting Haley, the neocon princess. Trump Post points out media double standard with hilarious response about fight with Bible. We'll get to that, too. Trump spent $1.3 million in South Carolina. Nikki Haley spent $16.5 million, and Trump won by a landslide. He's basically out of money. Still winning because people are awake now. They're not asleep. Gavin Newsom praises Nikki Haley, one of the Democrat Party's better surrogates on CNN, admits that she basically works for them. The Atlantic, Democrats should not certify Trump's 2024 election win. If Supreme Court keeps him on the ballot, they should have Congress vote to decertify. So Trump just talked about having a 10-day investigation, which is legal, and they've indicted him for that. But they're saying we're just not going to let him win. We'll just decertify it regardless of evidence, on even if the court, say he's president, we're going to ignore the courts. Trump never said that. He tried to get the courts to hear it, which they never did. I mean, talk about projection. Everything they said Trump did, they did. Well, they wargamed this in the New York Times article that covered John Podesta, top-level Democrat war game they had about 2 months before the election in 2020. And I've covered the article 100 times here, literally read it 100 times on air, but you can look it up. And he just said, we'll just have our own inauguration in Colorado, at the alternate government site in Colorado Springs, and we'll just ignore him and have nationwide riots and say that Biden's the president. Meanwhile, they've indicted Trump for doing what they've proposed. Vivek Noam, top poll for Trump vice president. Vivek Ramaswamy is the number one pick at the top. We'll go over those numbers coming up. So there's so much we're going to be hitting here today. On that front, that's just a small part of the stack. Roger Stone will be on with us about it. But you want to see some panicking. I kind of want to play the whole 12-minute CNN segment, but we don't have time. So here's just the first few minutes where they talk about the super historic win, all the rest of it. How do you get double the votes? That's never happened before. Twice the number that anyone's ever voted totals. Twice the number Ronald Reagan got. Twice the number he got in 2016. I mean, that signifies massive landslide, that people are so pissed they came out in mass. And what did Joy Reid at MSNBC say? I have the clip. She said, this is white supremacism. What the hell does that have to do with this? That's all she's got with her Trump haircut. I mean, these people are sick. They're literally going against the prosperity and security of the country where they live because some offshore banks want to run the country into the ground. And they try to intimidate us and use the Pentagon and the CIA on us and torture us. And they've harassed the living snot out of my family. And at my family's request, I'll talk about this soon, because I'm 90% there. But my dad and everybody have just said, don't think about us. We want you to take the gloves off. And I pretty much already have the gloves off, but it'll be whatever, New World Order. I mean, you think you go around, there's still some Texas left. You think you go around trying to intimidate us and push us around, you're going to get something else. So I told you a lot. You think you're going to win this thing. All I know is I'm not giving up, and we're starting to really kick your ass. And you can see the reversal's total. So if I got to get destroyed in the process, and my family's got to get destroyed in the process to save the country and the world, we're all for it. So, but I do have to include my family in all these discussions about where this is going, because they deserve that. I'll never compromise anything to save my family, but I certainly won't be as aggressive as I can be and as wild as I can be. I still, and my family's always been, why don't you, you know, be careful. They're not like that anymore. And again, that signifies the climate we're in. Go ahead and roll some of the CNN. We'll come back with more of it.
Victory speech, overwhelming results in South Carolina. We called it right at the top of the hour as soon as the polls closed. Back to the team here in New York. Listen, you've heard a lot of Trump speeches.
Yeah, I mean, RIP the Reagan GOP. There's something so jarring about watching Lindsey Graham and Tim Scott, all of who condemned him after January 6th, lining up to do their best campaign rally impersonation and saying this is the most qualified man to be president.
The night of January 6th, Lindsey Graham was saying he was, you know,
I'm done with him.
Enough.
I mean, listen, it is the greatest political comeback in history. So just 3 years ago, he was done in the party, and it only took a matter of months before he came back and handily won in Nikki Haley's home state. The question now becomes this. She's held on. We'll see where the margins break down tonight to about just under a third of Republican votes in some of these primaries. How many of those votes will go to Donald Trump? Because he will need those in a general election. Some of those are never going to be with him. But how many is the open question now?
Okay. I mean, for me, you know, Tim Scott is obviously auditioning to be vice president. And every time Trump just richly humiliates him, talks about him having low energy, makes fun of his campaign, and then Tim Scott gets out there and he tries to do something that's really not natural to him, and then he walks off. But, you know, we were talking about before, this is kind of the pathway that Pence got on. And so you might not just be watching the resurrection of a Tim Scott.
By the way, let's hit pause. I'm going to come back and play more of this, but Trump always teases people he likes. He also makes fun of himself. What he says is Tim Scott is like a fire-breathing dragon and gives badass speeches now. But as a candidate, he gave very measured, calm speeches. Who's this new Tim Scott? It's like a football coach going, yeah, you made some points earlier, or basketball coach. You were pretty good earlier, but what the hell's gotten into you? Who's the new guy here? That's not putting him down, but again, it's Van Jones acting like Trump's racist because he's scared to death he's going to pick Scott. And that is the word. Everybody's saying it's Tulsi Gabbard's. That's not what I'm hearing. Trump doesn't go off what color you are, but if he has competent, smart black people, he's probably going to pick a black man. So they are going to literally go into conniption fits when this happens. And I don't care who Trump's VP as long as they're loyal. You know, like MTG, I know she's loyal. I like Tulsi Gabbard, but she's still a Democrat. She's beautiful, articulate. I love what she says now. She's still got that baggage, folks. It's like Robert Kennedy Jr., man, supporting Hillary. I still don't want to turn my back on him. All right, well, I like Vivek Ramaswamy. Vivek's on top of the list, too. All right, here we go.
Unless you've been living under a rock, you've heard how amazing turmeric is for inflammation, for your joints, your bones, your blood, your organs, your mind, everything. Well, we have Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula with 95% curcuminoid extract. No one that we know of has it even above 85%. This is the strongest formula on the market, and it's way lower price than some of the top brands out there that are 75%, 80% curcuminoid. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula is amazing. You're missing out if you don't try it. It's discounted right now, 40% off InfoWarsStore.com. and it funds the InfoWar, a total 360 win. You owe it to yourself to try Bodies. I know you'll be amazed. Get yours right now at InfoWarStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Bodies, 95% humanoid extract, will absolutely blow you away. All you got to do is try it. Get yours now. InfoWarStore.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
All right, so I'm not going to play more of the CNN. The point is they go into full panic mode, say it doesn't make sense how to get twice the number of votes historically that the state's ever had. Meanwhile, he brought up Lindsey Graham, which this is one of the bad things Trump does. He tries to co-opt these globalists. Lindsey Graham is as bad as it gets, and the whole place just keeps booing him and booing him and booing him for like 5 minutes. During his entire speech, everything, it's pathetic. I'm not going to make you watch that. If you want to see it, just go to X or, you know, well, Google's so corrupt now, I probably won't even show it. Just type in, Lindsey Graham booed in South Carolina. And it just goes on and on. It's like a four-minute clip of him being booed. Trump's trying to introduce him. They're booing it. Trump's saying, stop it. He's a good guy. No, he's not. And I wish Trump would quit this crap. But instead of playing him being booed, here's Lindsey Graham talking about Trump on CNN.
What is your reaction to hearing what Donald Trump says?
I'm disgusted. Well, I want to talk to the Trump supporters for a minute. I don't know who you are, and I don't know why you like this guy. I think what you like about him, he appears to be strong when the rest of us are weak. He's a very successful businessman, and he's going to make everything great. He's going to take all the problems of the world and put them in a box and make your life better. That's what he's selling. Here's what you're buying. He's a race-baiting, xenophobic, religious bigot. He doesn't represent my party. He doesn't represent the values that the men and women who wear the uniform are fighting.
Okay, I don't want to hear any more of it. It goes on for 3 minutes. Folks, you don't want to hear more, do you? No, you don't. Anybody wants to find the clip, you can. Lindsey Graham attacks Trump. There's a bunch of them, but that's one of them. That is deep state talking points. The Christians are bad. They're coming to get you. They're evil. That's the current talking point. Now, that clip is from when Trump was running in 2016. Boy, he did cut the problems down by about 90%, didn't he? Just like Bukele was able to do in 3 years in El Salvador because the government wasn't working against the people. Yes, they can fix a lot of the problems. We have this big, giant government that's good at causing problems because the bigger the problems get, the more power and control they have over us. I'm going to table this huge stack of news until Roger Stone joins us. We'll get more into it with the expert on that coming up. But right now, I want to get into this stack. Venezuela refusing to accept deportations for U.S. and the Mexico. And I'm going to read these headlines and go back through them as they all tie together. Former Panama border chief claims United Nations is behind chaos at the U.S. border with Mexico. He doesn't claim it. The damn UN NGOs run it. And I've been spending decades trying to explain that. And people finally are like, the UN runs it? Yeah, with U.S. State Department money to the current border bill to give them $2.5 billion more. This is just the stories today. Outrage after suspect in murder of Georgia college student identifies as an illegal alien from Venezuela. And again, they're saying you can't deport him here. ICE agents thrice deported MS-13 gangbanger wanted for murder in El Salvador. New video, smuggler crashes with illegals lying in the pickup bed during wild pursuit. Two Americans feared dead after yacht hijacked in Caribbean by illegal aliens. Germany's stabbing rampage at high school, or people trying to become illegal aliens, stabbing rampage at high school by suspect with Muslim migration background. I got like 50 more of these today. The crime is just incredible. All you care about is illegals and their votes. Hecklers disrupt AOC town hall. Yeah, the New Yorkers are pissed. House Judiciary Committee issues subpoena for Health and Human Services Secretary, accuses agency of canceling gang affiliations, of concealing. House Judiciary Committee issues subpoena for Health and Human Services Secretary, accuses agency of concealing gang affiliations of illegal minors charged with serious crimes. Yeah, they're covering up the crime wave at every level. Stephen Miller at CPAC, how mass deportations of illegals will work. Seal the border, deport all the illegals. We're going to get to that clip here in a moment. Here's another headline. Over 2,000 homeless people died in Los Angeles last year alone. The citizens are dying. The illegals are pouring in. Cultural enrichment. Abdul Azidi, Afghan migrant wanted for London acid attack, found dead in the river. Liberal media outlet Axios says the term open border is a myth being pushed by conservatives. Talk about gaslighting. That's what they're doing. But here's one of the top advisors to Trump, a really smart guy, Stephen Miller, at CPAC, talking about how the deportations are going to work. And you've got to do mass deportations, especially the military-age men. Most of them have huge criminal records because that's what makes all the other groups stop coming. They've got to see that, and they've got to know that. Here's the clip.
Well, as I say sometimes, the immigration issue is extremely simple. The policies involved in fixing it are very complicated. The simple part is seal the border, deport all the illegals. Now, that's the short answer, right? It's very, you get in, you have two policy objectives that you proceed with utter determination on. Seal the border, no illegals in, everyone here goes out. That's very straightforward. In terms of the policy sets to accomplish this, as President Trump showed in his first term, it's a series of interlocking domestic and foreign policies to accomplish this goal. In no particular order, just to rattle off a few fast, you have your Safe Third Agreements, you have Remain in Mexico, finish the wall, you have robust prosecutions of illegal aliens, you do interior repatriation flights to Mexico and not back to the north of Mexico. It's very important. You re-implement Title 42. You have several muscular 212S. That's the travel ban authority. We did a few of those in the Trump administration. You would bring those back and add new ones on top of that. You would establish large-scale staging grounds for removal flights. So you grab illegal immigrants, and then you move them to the staging grounds, and that's where the planes are waiting for federal law enforcement to then move those illegals home. You deputize the National Guard to carry out immigration enforcement, and then you also deploy the military to the southern border, not just with a mission to observe, but with an impedance and denial mission. In other words, you reassert the fundamental constitutional principle that you don't have a right to enter into our sovereign territory to even request the asylum claim. The military has the right to establish a fortress position on the border and to say no one can cross here at all. Yes.
All right, that's an excellent clip, and he's one of the main advisors of Trump on policy of the border we saw in Trump's first term. But he didn't hit the most important parts, and so it's important to get out there. It's not about me going, hey, Miller, you forgot this. When I come back, I'm talking about the most important parts, and then we'll put that on the front of Miller's thing and say what Miller forgot to tell you that Trump needs to do to deport the illegals and secure the border, because he missed the three most important things. I'll tell you, I'm sure most of you already know it, on the other side. We're going to break. Remember, one of our great sponsors is my father, who is a not retired dentist and oral surgeon, who's produced so many great products and supplements. And a lot of the great products and supplements you can't find at InfoWarsStore.com or exclusively available at DrJonesNaturals.com. All the great best-selling silver products like the wound gel and the immune gargle and all that stuff that isn't available at InfoWarsStore.com is available at DrJonesNaturals.com. And the all-time bestseller, the original Super Blue with the nano silver, the iodine and the tea tree and the organic peppermint and all of it, it's concentrated, no additives, so a tiny dot. You know, it works better than a big blob of it, so it lasts two or three times longer than a regular tube. It has the nano silver. It is available. Super Blue Original, now back at DrJonesNaturals.com. And there's a whole bunch of other amazing supplements that are just as good as the supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. Super high quality. 14 products not available at InfoWarsStore.com are available at DrJonesNaturals.com. It's a great sponsor. Keeps us on air. Please go there. These are great products. You're really missing out if you don't get them. DrJonesNaturals.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
In 60 seconds, I don't have time to tell you about all the incredible ingredients in TurboForce. If you simply go to InfoWarsStore.com, look at the list of ingredients, and look them up, every one of them is known to give you boosted, clean, focused energy without the letdown. We're talking up to 10 hours of clean energy per serving with TurboForce, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's discounted right now. And it doesn't just boost your body's clarity and focus and stamina. It also funds the InfoWar. So it's a 360 win. If you've never tried TurboForce, now is the time. It's got 5-star reviews. TurboForce at InfoWarsStore.com will take your energy and your clarity to the next level without the letdown, and it funds the InfoWar, a true 360 win. So go get TurboForce today at InfoWarsStore.com, and I know you will not be disappointed because thousands of others have gotten it, and it has 5-star reviews. Get TurboForce now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203. Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Broadcast. I do live broadcasts 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central every day. Harrison Smith, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. American Journal, Owen Schroeder, 3 to 6 p.m. The War Room. I come in and do 5 hours on Sunday nights. A lot of times I come in on Saturday, obviously. It's our intention to actually expand in the face of the enemy attacks, but here we are, telling the truth, vindicated time and time again. And we have a criminal hijacked government that is openly waging war against the people and robbing the living snot out of us. Because all these other countries, most of them have corrupt systems, and the banks already have control of them. But America has got serious problems, but we have the potential to take our country back. And because American power was hijacked and used to set up this world government, if we take this back, we take the country back, they lose their world government. They lose their total control. And their whole leftist, transhumanist, anti-human agenda goes into the dustbin of history. And the good news is there's a giant political awakening. There's a tectonic shift happening. A true political realignment, not just here, but around the world. People see they're being made poor. They see they're being enslaved. They see all of their cultures. Whatever the native culture is under attack. Because any independent culture is a threat to the globalist omniculture. And all over the world, including here in the U.S., they're doing tests of it. Whole Foods and others are putting scanners in where you've got to have an app to get in the store. That's getting you ready for the social credit score and the ESG system and the universal basic income. And if you think we're under their control now, if you think things are bad now, you're going to look back on these days if we don't start turning the ship around as the good old times. You know, I wanted to come in with that song, Balls to the Walls. Did we ever think about that? Did we ever do? We did play that? I must have just not been thinking about it, not paid attention to it, not played it. But that's what this is really all about, ladies and gentlemen. These people want control of every policy and every system and every action that we engage in, front, right, and center. And they're doing things that are absolutely illegal and out of control. I mean, look at these articles right here. Look at these headlines. Microsoft boasts that white employees are paid less than minority peers during the same job. Read that again. Microsoft boasts that white employees are paid less than minority peers doing the same job. That is total and complete discrimination. I'd be against saying pay white people more than black people. And again, it's not done to help black people. It's done to set the precedent for the social credit score where the technocrats decide who gets work, who gets food, who gets to travel, who gets to have children. And because the world's only 7% white, they want to sell the whole program that, oh, the white people are bad, you're going to be able to get yours now. When it's capitalism and free market that allows people to be upwardly mobile. So they want to set the precedent using the cover of wealth redistribution to help brown people, but really it's good old classic communism run by a bunch of central banks that are above the law and tax exempt but want us to live a communist lifestyle, but they're not going to. You can read the whole article, it's at gatewaypundit.com, but and Microsoft brags about this, like we saw a few months ago with the CEO of IBM talking to the employees in a big Zoom meeting and saying we're not going to hire really any more white people. Or men. Meanwhile, Google's Gemini AI chatbot says you shouldn't misgender Caitlyn Jenner even to stop a nuclear war. The most important default is turning men into women or claiming you can. West Virginia lawmakers seek to remove suicide risk exemptions from ban on transgender hormones for minors. That's right. You take somebody who's already mentally ill and then tell them they're another sex, they give them a bunch of hormones and they go crazy. Just like the last 10 mass shooters were transgender, but boy, they cover that up. Lawmakers in West Virginia are seeking to remove a suicide risk exemption that allows some families to circumvent the ban on hormones and sex age medical interventions for minors. Medical interventions for minors who identify as transgender were banned in the state last year. But an exemption was left open for youth who allegedly at risk for self-harm or suicide. And I kind of conflated these. What they're saying is you don't get an exemption because it can cause suicide. But the damn drugs themselves on the insert say they can cause suicidal ideation. So they're trying to, again, remove that exemption. While others are trying to remove it from the drugs. There's a big move with serotonin reuptake inhibitors or antidepressants, as they're called, to remove what's been there since the mid-90s, a massive increase in suicide or psychotic behavior. Here's another one. Transgender killer sentenced to 22 years of manslaughter charge for brutally stabbing a Portland cab driver to death. Absolutely whacked out of their gourds. But where's the real fight going on? You know, we talk about the federal government all day, but all the federal funds, all the federal grants, the rubber meets the road at the city councils, the county commissions, the townships, the school boards, the energy boards, the water district boards. And so where is Brian Stelter of the World Economic Forum fellow Where is he going? Well, he's moved to rural New Jersey and is running as a Republican. That's a fraud right there. For the school board. And I've said this a thousand times. I'll say it again. I'm not saying Brian Stelter's a pedophile. I have no evidence of that. But if I was going to cast somebody, no makeup needed to be like It the Clown that waits in drainage ditches for a movie that eats children, it'd be him. And the feds have said their prime mission is going in and taking over the children. And I mentioned that poll earlier. In fact, I'll just show it to you right now. Pew Research poll shows how Democrats feel about parental rights and education, and you won't be surprised. Red State article. And it goes on to have the big national poll when they just average the poll, 54% think parents should be able to opt their children out of learning about sexual orientation and gender identity. 34% say the same when it comes to learning about racism and racial equality. But when you talk to Democrats, obviously it's even a higher number. So the Democrats, on average, think that you don't have any parental rights. And no matter where you are, in a leftist school district in Texas or New York or Colorado, even in a red state, most of the schools are communist, whatever you want to call them, anti-human. They create secret databases starting in elementary by confusing your child and saying, would you like to be a girl or a boy? And they say yes. They put them in a database, start having the counselors talk to them and tell them, don't tell mommy, you get prizes, you get things. Say you're a girl if you're a boy. Say you're a boy if you're a girl. And then they keep it secret from the parents. And then states like Washington and others, Oregon, and Illinois, there's a bunch of other states have it. Right now the bill's close to passing. To take your children away if you say, no, you're 10 years old, you're not going to take a hormone to sterilize. Yeah, Montana governor defends removal of 14-year-old from parents who oppose gender identity. I mean, this is all over the place because there's big money to wreck these kids' lives, to get millions of dollars over their life, and to make sure they're sterilized. And I've got a huge stack on this that I'm not going to have time on to hit today, but look at this stack. From the last few days of a meeting to get to all this, it's all right here. Whole bunch of states have already passed laws to take your kids if you don't let them chop their weenies off or their breast off. We're going to tie, and some Republicans are backing. In fact, the Pritzkers up in Illinois are quarterbacking the whole thing, and it is satanic. It is beyond evil. All right, Roger Stone is coming up on the huge project to target populist, loyal Americans as Russian spies, so the Justice Department, the CIA, and Pentagon could harass us and attack us and stalk us and terrorize us. And we're going to get into the huge win in South Carolina for Trump and more. Hour number two coming up right now. However you're listening, please tell everybody you know and those you don't know, tune in now. Your text messages, your emails, your word of mouth, Infowars.com/show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.